الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So continuing, حفظكم الله with العقيدة الواسطية وشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. We reach chapter number 18, إثبات استواء الله على عرشه. Affirmation of Allah تبارك وتعالى rising above His throne. Affirmation of Allah تبارك وتعالى rising above His throne. And Shaykh al-Islam, he said, وَقَوْلُهُ, and he's saying, الرَّحْمَانُ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, the most merciful rose above the throne, فِي سَبْعِ مَوَاضِعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in seven places in the Qur'an. في سورة الأعراف قوله, in سورة الأعراف is the saying of Allah, إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. So in سورة الأعراف we find the saying of Allah, إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. Indeed your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then rose above the throne. That's in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 54. وَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ يُونَسِ, and Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah Yunus alayhi salam, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Indeed your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then rose above the throne. وَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ الرَّعْدِ, and that the previous ayah was Surah Yunus, verse number 3. And Allah تبارك وتعالى said in Surah الرَّعْدِ, verse number 2, اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Allah is He who raised the heavens without any supports that you can see, then rose above the throne. وَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ طَاهَا, and Allah تبارك وتعالى said in Surah طَاهَا, الرَّحْمَانَ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, the most merciful rose above the throne. وَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ الْفُرْقَانِ, and Surah طَاهَا, verse number 5. Surah طَاهَا, verse number 5. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah الْفُرْقَانِ, ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن, then he rose above the throne, the all merciful. And the Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 59. وقال في سورة ألف لام ميم السجدة, الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. So that's verse number 4. Allah is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He rose above the throne. وفي سورة الحديد, and in سورة الحديد, verse number 4, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He rose above the throne. Ash-Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, أَيْقَدْ وَرَدَ إِثْبَاتُ إِسْتِوَاءِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ فِي سَبْعِ آيَاتٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Affirmation of Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى rising above His throne is found in 7 verses from the book of Allah. كُلُّهَا قَدْ وَرَدَ فِيهَا إِثْبَاتَ الْإِسْتِوَاءِ بِلَغْضٍ وَاحِدْ هُوَ. All of them affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla rose above His throne with one word, istawa ala al-arsh. Istawa Allah rose above the throne. فهو نص في معناه الحقيقي لا يحتمل التأويل بمعنى آخر. This is a clear text affirming the true meaning, which does not allow any metaphorical interpretation to another meaning. والاستواء صفة فعلية ثابتة لله. الاستواء, Allah تبارك وتعالى rising above the throne, صفة فعلية ثابتة لله سبحانه على ما يليق بجلاله كسائر صفاته. الاستواء is an attribute of action affirmed for Allah in a manner befitting His majesty, like the rest of His attributes. And Ikhwan, the meaning of al-istiwa is what? Before we continue to read some of the explanations of the people of knowledge, let us take on a methodology and an approach to this. Because Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, and I'll read to you the kalam of Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, this is a mas'ala which is fasila بين أهل السنة والجماعة وأهل البدع. This is a matter which differentiates the people of the Sunnah and the people of innovation. الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله, he mentioned, he said, فينبغي بل الواجب على المسلم. He said, it is befitting, rather it is obligatory upon the believer. أن يسلك هذا المسلك, to traverse and walk upon this path. وَأَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ, and to be firm and upright upon this position of the people of the Sunnah. وَهُمْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ, and they are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their followers, those who followed them in goodness. إِذَا سُئِلْتَ عَنْهُمْ مَنْ هُمْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ, if you are asked, brothers and sisters, who are أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ? Naam, if you are asked, who are Ahlul Sunnah? Naam, the answer is, Al-Jawab faqul, then respond and say, Hum Ashabun Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are the companions of Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa atba'un bi ihsani min al-tabi'een, and those who follow them in goodness from their students. Wa atba'i al-tabi'een, and the students of their students. Wa la'imat al-arba'an, and the four Imams, وغيرهم, and other than them. هؤلاء هم أهل السنة والجماعة. They are the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Listen what Shaykh ibn Baz said. وَمَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever opposes them is not from them. Whoever opposes them is not from them. In our time, Ikhwan, you hear إِصْتِلَاحَاتْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ, all types of technical terms Allah has revealed no authority and permission for. To the extent that some people, they say, there's no one's an innovator. لا يوجد في فيلادلفيا مبتدئ. There's not an innovator in Philadelphia. وهذا كذب مح. Look, Shaykh Ibn Baz, he said, رحمه الله, whoever opposes Ahl al-Sunnah is not from them. من أثبت ومثل أو عطل من أهل البدع. Whoever affirms the attributes but likens them to the creation, or negates the attributes of Allah, فهو من أهل البدع. He is from the people of innovation. شاء أم أبا, whether they like it or not. In Philadelphia, we have Habashis, we have Sufis, we have all types of firq and jama'at. So there's no innovators in Philadelphia. That's according to your terms and approach. Now, according to you, everyone is Ahl Sunnah, because you don't have any differentiation between Sunnah and Bid'ah. Look what Shaykh Ibn Baz said, rahimahullah. Ahl Sunnah, they are the Sahaba. They are the students who follow them in goodness. They are the students of the students of the companions who follow them in goodness. The four Imams, and other than them from the Imams of the religion, they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. من خالفهم فليس منهم, whoever opposes them is not from them. He said, من أثبت ومثل أو عطل فمن أهل البدع. Listen what he said.
Whoever affirms the attributes but likens them to the creation, or negates the attributes of Allah, they are from the people of innovation, wa ahlu sunnah, and the people of the sunnah are free of them. The people of the sunnah are free of them.
And likewise, you have masajid in Philadelphia that welcome the Habashis and welcome musicians from the Ahbash and singers and rappers, and they promote their bid'ah in their music. So ikhwan, with regard to this issue of al-istiwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala rising above His throne, we want to, inshallah ta'ala, show us a methodical approach. How do we go about now researching, for example, this issue? Now, because we mentioned the ayat, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, قَدْ قَرَأْنَا كَلَامَهُ, we read his speech, he said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, he's saying the Most High, الرَّحْمَنُ وَعَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, the Most Merciful rose above the throne, فِي سَبْعَةِ مَوَاضِعِ, is found in 7 places in the book of Allah, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Naam, it's found in the Qur'an in 7 places. Likewise, affirmation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rising above the throne is found in the sunnah. Where can we go to? Where should we return to? Because the Habashi, the Ash'ari, the Maturidi, the Firq of Ahlul Bidah, they're going to bring you all types of doubts. So you, ya ayyuha sunni, where do you go? What do you return to? You heard the ayat, fi sab'ati mawadi', in 7 places from the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But they may try and argue with you about the meaning of al-istiwa, even though the meaning of al-istiwa is ma'lum, it is known, as al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, wal-kayf majhul, how is unknown, wal-iman bihi wajib, believing in it is an obligation, was-su'al anhu bid'ah, and asking about it is an innovation. We're going to return, ikhwan, to the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. What is the aqeedah of a'immatu ahli al-hadith? Ma hiya aqeedatu a'immati ahli al-hadith fi mas'alati al-istiwa? What is the belief of the imams of hadith as it pertains to the meaning of al-istiwa? We're going back to Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic collection of hadith ala wajh al-ard, on the face of the earth. That collection of ahadith allati تلقتها الأمة بالقبول, which the Ummah has unanimously accepted these ahadith. Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he has in Kitab al-Tawheed, this is Kitab al-Tawheed, and in some versions, وَالرَّدُّ عَلَى الْجَهْمِيَّةِ, and a refutation upon the Jahmiyyah. Al-Bukhari has the chapter, بَابُ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ, and his throne was on water. And his throne was on the water. قَالَ بَالْعَالِيَ, look, Bukhari, he's mentioning, he's going on to explain to you, لَأَنُّهُ يُثْبِتُ صِفَةِ الْإِسْتِوَى, because al-Bukhari affirmed for Allah the attribute of al-Istiwa, that Allah rose above his throne in a way befitting his majesty. This is Sahih al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. What can they say, Ya Ayyuha al-Habashi? What can you say, Ya Ayyuha al-Ash'ari? What can you say, Ya Ayyuha al-Maturidi? We have Imam min a'immat al-Hadith, al-Bukhari rahimahullah, fi kitab al-Sahih. He said, Qala Aba al-Aliya. Aba al-Aliya rahimahullah, he said concerning the saying of Allah, Istawa ila al-Sama, that he rose above the heavens. Irtafa'a, to rise. The meaning of al-istiwa is irtafa'a, to rise. Qala Mujahid, istawa ala. The meaning of istawa is ala, to be high, to be above, ala al-arsh. So al-Bukhari rahimahullah affirmed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he rose above his throne in a way befitting his majesty. Likewise, he affirmed for Allah azza wa jal, that Allah azza wa jal is above the creation.
In this chapter, then Al-Bukhari mentions a number of ahadith. Remember, the fiqh of Al-Bukhari is in the chapter heading. And then under the chapter heading, Bukhari mentions a number of ahadith. That is why none of the people of bid'ah can stand in the way of the people of the sunnah. Especially the people of the sunnah who base their religion upon قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentioned a number of ahadith in this chapter. We'll just highlight some of them insha'Allah ta'ala. From the ahadith that he mentioned, فكانت زينب تفخر على أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقول زوجكن أهاليكن وزوجني الله تعالى من فوق سبع سماوات. الله أكبر. زينب, she used to boast to the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and she used to say, you were given in marriage by your families. As for all of you, you were given in marriage by your families. While I was married to the Prophet ﷺ by Allah from above the seven heavens. Look, our aqeedah is the aqeedah found in the Quran, the aqeedah found in the Sunnah, and the aqeedah of the Sahaba, the creed of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the creed of the Imam, the Imams of Islam. Likewise, from the ahadith that Al-Bukhari rahimahullah mentions under this chapter in the book Kitab al-Tawheed, Naam, is the hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Allah lamma qada al-khalqa kataba indahu fawqa arshihi inna rahmati sabaqad ghadabi. When Allah Azza wa Jalla had finished His creation, He wrote over His throne, my mercy preceded my anger. Now I'm affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above His throne, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And do you know, brothers and sisters, even Ahlul Bidah yunkirun al-arsh alladhi nahnu nuthbitu Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Bidah, they deny the arsh, the throne that we believe in. And they say it means what? Do you know? That's why some of the imams of the religion, they have books affirming the arsh. Why? Because when you affirm the arsh, the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you affirm that what? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is above the creation, above the seventh heaven. Ahlul bid'ah, they even want to deny that, and they say throne, arsh, does not mean throne, it means mulk, kingdom, dominion. Because they don't want to affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is above the throne, above the seventh heaven. Wal-iyadu billah. Another hadith that Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, brothers and sisters, in this chapter, a beautiful hadith, and all of them are beautiful ahadith. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu qam, Abu Hurairah, he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man amana billahi wa rasuli, whoever believes in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa aqama as-salah, and establishes the prayer, wa sama ramadan, and fast the month of Ramadan, kana haqqan ala Allah an yudkhiluhu al-jannah, then it is binding for Allah, it is incumbent for Allah, Allah placed this upon Himself, tabaraka wa ta'ala, تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ, as a grace from Him, it is incumbent upon Allah to admit that person into paradise. May Allah grant us all Jannah. Look, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, whoever believes in Allah, وَرَسُولِهِ, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establishes the prayer, وَصَامَ رَمَضَانِ, and fast the month of Ramadan, كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُدْخِلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. It is incumbent upon Allah to enter this individual into paradise. هاجر في سبيل الله أو جلس في أرضه التي ولد فيها. Whether this individual migrated for Allah's cause or whether they stayed in the land where they were born. قالوا يا رسول الله. The Sahaba, they said, O Messenger of Allah, Should we not inform the people of that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna fil jannah mi'ata daraja a'addaha Allahu lil mujahideen fi sabili." Verily, in paradise there are 100 degrees in paradise, 100 levels in paradise, which Allah has prepared for those who perform al-jihad in His path. كُلُّ دَرَجَتَيْن مَا بَيْنَهُمَا كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the distance between every 2 levels is like the distance between the heaven and the earth. So if you ask Allah, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. So if you ask Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, for anything, ask Him for Firdaus. If you ask Allah for anything, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, ask Him for Firdaus. فَإِنَّهُ أَوْسَطُ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Because Firdaus is the best part of paradise, and it is the highest part of paradise. وَفَوْقُهُ عَرْشَ الرَّحْمَانِ. And above Firdaus is the throne of Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Look, so the throne of Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, is above Firdaus. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, is above His throne, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So therefore, it is clear again from this hadith that Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, is above His creation. And we'll suffice with that. وَإِلَّا فَرْجِعُوا. Ikhwan, get into the custom. Again, people, to escape, people talk about taqleed. وَهُمْ يَقَعُونَ فِي التَّقْلِيدِ الْأَعْمَى. Get into the habit. Go back and read Bukhari. Open the chapter, Kitab al-Tawheed. Read Kitab al-Tawheed. Read the chapter headings. Read these ahadith. Now, because they are found for us, what? Our belief. Because our belief is based upon the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba. So look, you see clearly. And that is why Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh, Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he said, Ikhwan, هذه الآيات معطوفة على ما سبق الاستدلال به من الآيات على إثبات الصفات لله. These verses that were mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah are connected to the verses which the Shaykh cited earlier as proofs to affirm the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And from the attributes that are affirmed for Allah is the attribute of al-istiwa ala al-arsh, rising above the throne. Wal-istiwa ala al-arsh, rising above the throne, dhukira fi mawadi' idda min kitabillah, has been mentioned in various places in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, for example, the 7 places that were mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And the first verse he started with is Surah Al-A'raf. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي 6 أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Indeed, your Lord, Allah, is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He rose above the throne. Ikhwan, Abdul Majid, استَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. What's the إِعْرَاب? استَوَى. طيب, what type of fi'l? We know it's a fi'l. Which, what type? There are فعال أقسام. صاعد صاحبك. Need your friend. نعم. فعل ماضي. حنيف, تفضل. اجلس يا حنيف, انت النعسان الظاهر. من بقي؟ مسلم, تفضل. ما عندك شيء؟ الله المستعان. Who else is hiding? تفضل مصطفى. نعم. هو نعسان كذلك, تفضل.
لا ما يستحيل,
نعم the فاعل هي ضمير مستتر تقديره هو the فاعل. Every verb in the Arabic language requires a فاعل. نعم who rose, he rose, where is that? It is implied, meaning it's not pronounced, it's not visible, it's not apparent, but automatically in the Arabic language is understood. Istawa, he rose above the throne. Abdul Majid, just another question to redeem yourself. As-samawati, why is it as-samawati? Inna rabbakum Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal arda fi sittati ayyam. Easy question for you there. That should be a home run, brother. Fadl Ahmed, help Sa'id Sahibat. See, Ikhwan, we don't have no time for Instagram, Facebook. No time for WhatsApp, Qeel and Qal. We don't have time. Because if we want to escape taqleed, and we want to escape the fitan, it requires ilm, knowledge. وَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ عَنِ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى التَّقْلِيدِ. أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ the farthest of the people calling the people to taqleed. Rather, they call the people to learn the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the only way to escape taqleed, now is for you to learn the key to understanding the Qur'an and the Sunnah, which is what? The Arabic language. That's the key to understanding the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the relationship of the people of the Sunnah is based upon ilm, not just based upon I like you. Because one day a person, you may for example not like the person next to you, but he's ala Sunnah, so you have to give precedence for your love for Allah, not your own feelings. Unfortunately, we're in a time where many people are emotional and they need some emotional help, and that's why they're all over the place, because it's based upon how they wake up feeling. That's not the people of the Sunnah. Samawat. Mus'ab. Wallah al-musta'an. Lazim tata'alam al-nahu ya Mus'ab. Lazim, daruri. Bilal. Too many Abdilal behind you, Muhammad. Naam. So why? Why is it as samawati?
Because alamat al nasb al kasra.
Naam, ahsant. Alamat al nasb in that is al kasra. Ahsant. And it's what? Maf'ulam bihi mansub. Ikhwan, listen to what Sheikh Salih al Sheikh he said concerning this issue. He said, وَالْإِسْتِوَى مَعْرُفْ مَعْنَا فِي اللُّغَةِ. The meaning of al-istiwa is known in the Arabic language. As we said, we mentioned the explanation of Abu al-Aliya that we read in al-Bukhari, irtafa. We mentioned likewise the statement of Mujahid, rahimahullah, the student of Ibn Abbas, who was specialized in explaining the Qur'an. Naam, he said it means ala, naam. Likewise, it can mean sa'ida. And some of Ahl al-Ilm, they mentioned istaqarra, na'am. Al-Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh, he mentioned, he said al-istiwa ma'roof. The meaning of al-istiwa is known in the Arabic language. وَلِهَذَا لَمَّا كَانَتْ هَذِي الصِّفَةِ فِيهَا إِثْبَاتٌ بِوَضُوحٍ لِصِفَاتِ اللَّهِ. So due to this attribute clearly being established for Allah, and it affirming the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وفيها عند المبتدعة ما يتوهم فيه المماثلة أو مشابهة المخلوقين. And due to the fact that the innovators erroneously think that affirmation of this attribute involves resembling Allah and likening Allah to the creation, كانت هذه الصفة فاصلة بين أهل السنة وبين غيرهم. نعم. That is why, for these reasons that he mentioned, affirmation of this attribute of al-istiwa, Allah rising above the throne, for Allah تبارك وتعالى, in a way befitting His Majesty, is a clear point of separation
between Ahl al-Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, and other than them, meaning the people of Bid'ah. فَلِقَرَارْ بِاسْتِوَاءِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ حَقِيقَةً كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِ اللَّهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ هَذَا لَا يَقُولْ بِهِ إِلَّا سُنِّي. Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said, so affirmation and belief that Allah Azza wa Jal rose above the throne in reality as befitting His majesty and greatness is not stated except by a Sunni. So the person who says Allah is everywhere is not truly a Sunni. The one who says Allah Azza wa Jal has no place is not a Sunni. Because look what a Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said here. هَذَا لَا يَقُولُ بِهِ إِلَّا سُنِّي. Only the Sunni affirms that Allah is above the creation, that Allah rose above the throne, تبارك وتعالى. أَمَّا غَيْرُ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. For other than أهل السنة, that is why the Asha'ira and the Maturidiyah, they're not from أهل السنة. Whoever comes to you, and they say to you, the Asha'ira are from Ahl al-Sunnah, the Maturidiyah are from Ahl al-Sunnah, run away from them like you run away from a lion. Because they're trying to make the people of the Sunnah and the people of Bid'ah one. They're trying to water down the usul of Ahl al-Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Some people will come to you and say, but Ahl al-Sunnah has two meanings. The general meaning, meaning everyone who is not a Shi'i is from Ahl al-Sunnah. That's with the Awam, the common people, as mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. As for the meaning of Ahl al-Sunnah with Ahl al-Ilm and people of understanding, Ahl al-Sunnah are those who are upon the usul, the foundations of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Look, Saleh al-Sheikh, he said here, أَمَّا غَيْرُ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. As for other than Ahl al-Sunnah, like the Asha'ira and the Maturidiyya, and other than them, min al-firaq, from the deviant sects, فَإِنَّ هَذِي السِّفَ عِنْدَهُمْ مَحَلُّ فُرْقَانِ. Then know, brothers and sisters, that this attribute of Allah rising above the throne is a cause of separation. No doubt. Whenever you find these sects have the upper hand, you will see them, like Shaykh Saleh mentions here, فَإِذَا أَتَى مَنْ يُثْبِتُهَا. If someone comes who affirms this attribute for Allah, these sects, they will forsake them, they will boycott them, they will warn against them. Like they done to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. They will try, if they have the upper hand, they wouldn't even try and imprison you. But when they see the sunnah is spreading, then they will use all types of plots and trickery, and they will try and silence you because they know that their innovation is being annihilated and destroyed. That's when they'll come to you and say, can we just all get along? Because they see the sunnah is spreading. But if they had the upper hand, you would see how they would treat the people of the sunnah. And in history, there's many examples. That's why the Sunni is not fooled. That's why we know when najzim that Yasir Qadhi is upon dalala. Even though he has a master's from the University of Medina. Even though he has a PhD from Yale. Why? Because he sat with individuals and he praised the Asha'ira and he said they have truth with them while I disagree with them in some things. But likewise, even the way of the Salaf, they have truth with them, but I disagree that the way that they present matters of Aqeedah. And that clearly goes against what he himself stated in his book, the book that he has about the sciences of the Qur'an, where he refutes the various sects of Ahlul Bid'ah. What changed? So look, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said, فَإِذَا أَتَى مَنْ يُثْبِتُهَا. To the extent that these sects, if someone was to come and affirm that Allah rose above His throne, that Allah is above the creation, they would forsake that person and they would boycott them. وَذَلِكَ لِيَجْلِ الْخِلَافِ الْقَدِيمِ فِي هَذِي السِّفَ وَأَمْثَالِهَا. And this is you, brothers and sisters, to the differing, which is all concerning this attribute and the other attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is old. Who were the people that voiced the belief of the Asha'ir and the Maturidiyah in the past? The origin is the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiya. And then the Shaykh, he said, Shaykh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said, وَقَدْ سُئِلَ الْإِمَامْ مَالِكْ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ عَنِ الْإِسْتِوَىٰ. Imam Malik was asked about al-Istiwa. Somebody said to him about the ayah, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi Stawa, the most merciful rose above the throne. How did he rise?
وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ كَيْفَ اسْتَوَى. Imam Malik, he said, al-istiwa غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ. Istiwa, the meaning of istiwa is not unknown. Meaning, we know the meaning in the Arabic language. The meaning is irtafa, ala, sa'id. Na'am, we know the meaning. وَالْكَيْفَ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولٍ. How? We cannot comprehend. We don't know. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. Believing that Allah rose above the throne is wajib. It's an obligation. وَالسُّوَالَ عَنْهُ بِدَعٍ. Asking how is an innovation. He said, وَمَا أَرَاكَ إِلَّا مُبْتَدِعًا. I don't see except that you're an innovator. Look, from that question, you have individuals, they oppose Ahl al-Sunnah in numerous usul. They say, no, no, you can't say the people of bid'ah. You can't. There's no Ahl al-Bid'ah in Philadelphia. Imam Malik, that's what the man saying. How did Allah rise? He said, وَمَا أَرَاكَ إِلَّا مُبْتَدِعًا. I don't see except that you're an innovator. And in some narrations, Imam Malik commanded that he be thrown out of the circle. Now, if you come to the masajid of the people of the Sunnah to promote your bid'ah and to create confusion, yes, you will be shown the door. You're not propagating balala here. And may Allah reward our brothers, Imam Masjid ibn Baz and the Imam Jamil Finch, when they threw someone out of the masjid that was in a lesson, trying to debate and trying to spread shubahat, that not all innovation they were trying to promote, not all innovation is bad. In the class, in the dars. But you know what's crazy? The ajab. We're not amazed that the people that come and try and confuse people, we're amazed that those people who go on the internet on the back of that, who claim to be upon the Sunnah, and they say, yes, it's a shame how they treat the Muslims. Yes, you know, these Philadelphian Salafis. Yes. Shows your jahil with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do you have a problem with Imam Malik? ماذا تقول في Imam Malik rahimahullah? What do you say about Umar when he beat the individual that came to him? He beat him over the head because in Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was the leader of the believers. When the individual came to him and asked him about some of the unclear verses from the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that person was known to be a person of shubahat, to try and spread doubts, when he came to Umar and he tried to come with his shubahat, Umar, he beat him on the head until the blood was flowing down his face, and he said, Hasbuka, Hasbuk ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, that's enough, O leader of the Muslims. He said, that which was in my head has surely gone. What do you say about Umar radiallahu anhu? Because these individuals, ikhwan, when they want to give you tamir, they're going to open you a book that was written in our time by a small tawayli bil ilm, and maybe it has a muqaddimah from Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Fulan, but they won't give you ayat, ahadith, and they won't read to you the books of the Salaf. Why? Because they're scared. Because the hujjah, the books of the Salaf, taqsim dhuhurahum, because it breaks their backs. Naam, ikhwan, so look. Look at Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Naam, shidda against Ahl al-Bidah. Sternness against the people of Bidah. Naam, obviously we differentiate between the callers and the common people. How many, ikhwan, we meet common people who are confused. We treat them kindly, politely. How are you? Kif halak? Ila ghayri dhalik. If an opportunity arises, nad'uhum ila al-haq. We call them to the truth. But the callers and those who promote bid'ah, la abadan wallah. But then you'll have some people that say, a picture, me sitting next on stage with an innovator or a person of bid'ah, that's not a proof. What's the proof then? What do you want? Me to, the individual to say, yes, I'm a muqtadi'. Is anyone going to say that? And again, ikhwan, I advise the brothers and the sisters, go back to read or listen to the when we spoke about the biography of Ibn Taymiyyah, and we spoke about this book Al-Wasitiyah, and how Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah was harmed on the back of it. The Asha'ira, now the Sufiya, the different firq, they tried to get Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in prison, na'am, and they tried to get him punished, and they tried to force him to recant what was in this book, but alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal gave victory to the haq. Now, Shaykh Salih al-Sheikh, he said, فَالِاسْتِوَى غَيْرُ مَجْهُولِ الْمَعْنَى فِي اللُّغَةِ لِهَذَا أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ قَاعِدَتُهُمْ فِي هَذِي السِّفَاتِ أَنَّهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ أَوْ وَصَفَهُ بِهِ رَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ السِّفَاتِ. That's why Ahlul Sunnah, their principle, as it pertains to their belief in the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is that they believe in what Allah Azza wa Jalla has described himself with, and all what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Allah with, and they understand this and they affirm it in accordance to al-lisan al-arabi, to the Arabic language. As for the people of Bid'ah, ikhwan, look what they do, and we'll mention inshaAllah ta'ala briefly. Look how weak the evidence of the people of Bid'ah is. So the Ash'ari or the Maturidi or the Mu'tazili or the Jahmi will come to you and they will say to you what? They will say the meaning of al-istiwa here is istawla. They will say the meaning of istiwa, na'am, it means to conquer. Where do they get this from, ikhwan? Do you know? Where do they get that ma'na from, that meaning from? That the meaning of the word istawa is istawla. Where do they get it from? Fadal. Na'am, look, what's amazing, ikhwan, look. Alhamdulillah, we read the ayat. Look at the way of Ahlul Sunnah. We read the ayat of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then we read the ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Al-Bukhari. We read the tafsir of the Salaf, explaining the meaning of istawa. As for the people of Bid'ah, the thing they hold on to, they quote a line of poetry. قَدْ إِسْتَوَى بِشْرٌ عَلَى الْعِرَاقِ مِنْ غَيْرِ سَيْفٍ وَلَا دَمْ مِهْرَاقِ. They quote a line of poetry that was said by, supposedly by a Christian, because even in reality, some of the scholars of Islam, they say, we don't know even if this is established even from this individual. The saying, قَدْ إِسْتَوَى بِشْرٌ عَلَى الْعِرَاقِ. Bishr, he conquered Iraq. So the word istawa, they say, it can mean to conquer without any sword and any blood that was shed. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُم مَنْ قَائِلُ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. If they say, who said this line of poetry? They say to you, this line of poetry, قَالُهُ الْأَخْطَلِ. It was stated by a Christian known as al-Akhtal, right? However, what's amazing is that if you go to them and give them a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, they'll say to you, that hadith is ahad. Meaning it doesn't reach the level of mutawatir, so we can't accept it in aqidah. But they're willing to take the statement of a Christian poet. And we don't even know if he really said it or not. That's why Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said, destroying their argument, ikhwan. He said, we say to them, لِأَنَّنَا نَقُولَهُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُبْتَدِعَ. Look, we say to them, O innovators, O أَيُّهَا الْأَشَاعِرَ, or O أَشَاعِرَ, أو أيها المعتزلة أو المعتزلة إذا كان استوى بمعنى استولى احتججتم فيه بذلك بما يثبت عقيدة. You relied upon this line of poetry that was a line of poetry that we can't establish. Some of the scholars say it's not even established for the person they claim that it came from. So Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he said, we would say to them, O معتزلة, O أشاعرة, O people of innovation, if the meaning of istawa means to conquer, which has no basis in the Qur'an, nor in the Sunnah, nor in the speech of the Arab, then in reality you have used as a proof this line of poetry to affirm a belief, an aqidah. وَأَنْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ لَدَيْكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ. And it's known that to you, according to you, meaning not according to us, because we say if the hadith is authentic, then na'am, we affirm with it aqidah. You say, لا يحتج بخبر الآحاد في الأقائد. You say, ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not reach a level of mutawatir. Meaning, they say if there's only a certain number of ahadith affirming that, we don't accept it in aqidah if it's not mutawatir. فَإِذَا أَتَى الْحَدِيثًا لِلنَّبِي. So if a hadith comes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it's in Bukhari or Muslim, وَكَانَ مِنْ خَبْرِ الْآحَادِ. And it's a hadith which is من الآحاد. You say, meaning the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, Ahl al-Bid'ah, لا يحتج به في العقائد. We don't accept that in Aqidah, to affirm our belief. لأنه نقل أحد. Because it's conveyed by only a limited number of narrators. وإن صح السند وعلمنا الرجال وامثقات لكنهم أفراد. They said, even if the chain of narration is authentic, even if we know the narrators, even if they're trustworthy and precise, they say we don't accept it in Aqidah because these are individuals, and as individuals it's permissible for them to make mistakes. So therefore, they reject the ahadith that affirm the attributes for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala because they say these ahadith are only narrated by a limited number of individuals. So we say to them, فَنَقُولْ أَلَا حَكَمْتُمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَرَبْتُمْ بِهِ. Why do you not judge upon yourselves with the like of what you have used to object to others. فهذا البيت لم ينقله أحد. This line of poetry, no one has conveyed it that we know with an authentic chain of narration. We don't have any authentic chain that this line of poetry is actually authentic. فليس ثم إسناد. There's no chain of narration إلى الأخطل أصلا to this person known as الأخطل who is a Christian. وإنما هي نسبة من غير صحة. ولو صح الإسناد فمقتدى كلامكم أنه لا يؤخذ بنقل الآحاد. Even if it was authentic, then according to the principles that you have laid, it shouldn't be accepted. Why? Because it is ahad. It is narrated by a limited number of individuals, and it could be wrong. So Sheikh Saleh and Sheikh Ikhwan using their principles to show the falsehood and the futility of their madhab. And Ikhwan, that's why even when you return to some of the dictionaries, like for example the book of Sihah, Naam, you have to be careful because even in there are mistakes. He mentions this line of poetry, وَلَمْ يَعْزُهُ إِلَى الدِّيوَانِ مَعْرُوفٍ بِالرِّوَايَةِ عَالِمْ مَعْرُوفٍ. But he doesn't give any chain of narration, or he doesn't refer to any collection of poetry that is narrated by a scholar who is known. And that is why Al-Hafid ibn Hajar, رحمه ta'ala, he said, وَقَعَ لَهُ فِي السِّحَاحِ أَوْهَامْ عَدِيدًا. In this book, this dictionary, As-Sihah, there are various errors. Okay, please, now.